This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian
and Aria.
We're talking about some of the economic troubles out there with inflation of, inflation, the increase in the money supply, of course, affecting the prices of things. And begrudgingly, the government has to admit that it's going on. They just try to play it down as much as they possibly can with official numbers from the Labor Department showing that the what is called the producer price index is at a record high for the last 12 months of an 8.6 increase in wholesale prices. Now, the consumer price index is up 5.4% over the past 12 months as well, but those don't really tell the real story, do they?
No, they don't, because there's all sorts of other things going on behind the scenes. And, of course, as you pointed out, the ultimate cause of all of this is the increase in the money supply. The government likes to hide that by talking about an increase in prices, and the media plays it up trying to pretend like inflation is an increase in prices, but no, the increase in prices is a result of the inflation.
We can talk more about it. Plus, you mentioned the new buzzword, shrinkflation, which is also has been called downsizing products in the past. And there's been a blog. There was a blog I found years ago that I really enjoy. I've just remembered it. I haven't been in probably a couple of years myself, but it's still out there. It's called mouseprint.org. And it's done by, like, some consumer group. Who is this? Consumer World. And I don't know exactly what they're, you know, if they have a political viewpoint. I'm not real sure about that. But they do a really good job of sort of assessing the market and looking at some shifty things that some market participants do. I mean, we know politicians are dishonest, but that doesn't mean, you know, just because libertarians believe in the market and that, you know, ultimately the market brings better value and better prices and better products through competition and all that, that doesn't mean that there aren't dishonest actors in the market, too.
No, and if we had a free market, we might have some kind of way of doing something about those bad actors, but
this protected. Part of doing something is to out them and to say, look, look what this company, look what they're doing. So they show on this blog examples of downsizing or shrinkflation, but that's only one category that they have. They also look at, like, the fine print on certain products and, you know, ask, well, what does this mean? Call the company, ask them for ask for clarification. So there's a bunch of interesting kind of, like, consumer protection categories that they have on this blog, but I just brought up one of their recent downsizing examples because they'll show, like, a photo of the old product and then a photo of the new product, and you can see for yourself, look, here's the number of ounces it used to have and here's the number of ounces it has now. So I'll go through just a few examples of what's been cut recently. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Gray is calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, Gray.
How's it going?
What's on your mind?
I'm headed home to New Hampshire. And
nice.
The market kind of took me out here doing some free market transportation and on the way out, on the way back, I'm realizing that it's more of like a liberty crusade as I meet other like-minded people.
What do you mean by that?
So we went to, you know, like some liberty-minded meetups, and by like-minded people, I would say people that just want to live free, be left alone. If you said taxation is, they'd say theft. That's usually like my very quick test for whether or not
I like it.
I've met some really motivated people, and it's kind of sad because they're like super motivated where they are, and they're very active, and they just keep continuing to talk about the defeats that they've had. They don't have enough numbers, and I'm like, man, come on, you gotta come to New Hampshire. You gotta migrate there if you want to talk politics and just sit and really be motivated and supported by your community, then let's go. I've been there 10 years, and it's, I can't wait to get back, man.
New Hampshire's a great place for liberty activism, and, I mean, you're absolutely right. There's strength in numbers. It's always sad, to when I look on the Free State Project page on Facebook, which is the only social media I'm currently allowed to use, and people are always like, hey, can we get a Free State Project going in Florida or Tennessee or whatever? It's like, hey, how about you just join the one that's already breaking ground here? Instead of trying to do it, libertarians are terrible at this. Hey, I have this idea. Ooh, I like your idea. I'm going to do the same thing, but over here by myself.
But except they're not. They're not going to do the same thing. They just want to post about the thing on the internet and say, oh, how come people won't just move to where I am? Why doesn't everyone just come around me? And it's ridiculous.
And that's kind of what I felt as I was out talking to these people. You know, of course, some of the people that I met, like, they're truly in love with where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that they can 100% make change. And
it's delusional.
And it would right, but it would be like somebody sort of trying to convince me that I need to move from New Hampshire to Colorado to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I kind of understand the love and that they feel for something, but I don't know. Not a day goes by in the past 10 years of being there, mostly the past 3 or 4 years, that I don't interact, work for, meet with just something, somebody that's like-minded, mostly like-minded. And that's... It's very inspiring.
You just mean like when you're in New Hampshire, not necessarily dealing with a free stater or somebody like us who's migrated in here. You're talking about just the natives?
Well, me personally, I've been interacting more with like-minded because there's so many of us there. But yeah, the natives too. I mean, my experience has been from having a small business there is that the natives are they want to be free, they want to be left alone, they still need the state to help them take care of the roads, but you know, it's certainly a good place, and I feel very supported there as a business, so that sort of helped me begin to talk to people and find out that we're not all crazy, and it really was a good place to move.
It is a good place to move. I have never regretted the decision since I landed here a little over 3 years ago, I think.
I met a guy who started something called the Colorado or Free State Colorado. His name was Brandon, I think. I don't remember his last name, but he's pretty active. And you know, I kind of hope that guy's listening because he would be quite the asset out there. He's more in the system activism, but you know, as I'm sure you know, we'd take anything we can get.
What is Free State Colorado? I've never even heard of this.
I didn't research it much. After talking with him, though, my assumption would be it's very similar to the state that, or you know, a place to live without a state. You know, a free state.
So it's someone attempting to replicate the Free State Project in the state of Colorado. It sounds like
that's possible. You could look up his website. I think it's freestatecolorado.com.
Well, hopefully,
talking to him, he's certainly very, you know, like-minded. He has no use for the government, even though, unfortunately, he is participating a lot in it through political activism.
Well, hopefully, he is listening, and hopefully, we sell him on the idea of New Hampshire because that's the one that makes the most sense. We got something like 40 free state representatives in the state house. They recently actually reduced the mills and rooms tax here in New Hampshire, which is
the
only
the property
sales tax. They did reduce the property tax. They forbade any government institution from mandating vaccinations, which kept schools and universities and colleges from being able to mandate vaccines. Huge amounts of progress.
I talk about those things a lot out here that, you know, if you're into the political side of it, that we just rejected the Fed's money and the Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. $27 million was being dangled by the federal government for COVID, vaccination pimping. And the executive council, which is essentially a check on the power of the governor, rejected 4-1. They voted to reject that money, which makes New Hampshire the only state to reject COVID money from the federal government.
Nice.
So far. Maybe someone else will, but... So far,
I think that kind of thing is going to be is if not already is going to be a beacon for people. It's just one more thing.
Yeah, and we just keep piling them on. And the other thing, and thank you, Greg, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The other thing is a lot of the statists are getting pretty fed up. Like, they're posting online about how uncomfortable that they are in New Hampshire.
Good. Massachusetts is like 20 minutes away.
Exactly. Why don't you just go there? You'll feel a lot more safe, where everybody's mandated to obey. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Open phones here if you want to join us. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. They got a daily dispatch, which is a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Aria.
We just had Gray on the line, who was relishing the fact that he's on his way back here to New Hampshire from some journey into the rest of the country, because it always feels good when you return home to a freer place.
It does. You know, I've been doing a lot of traveling for the last month or so, mm-hmm. and I hate driving, and I generally just hate traveling because it's so unproductive, but the feeling of being back in New Hampshire and back home in Keene, it's indescribable. I mean, it feels like home.
Yeah, even though Keene is like a little tyranny as far as New Hampshire is concerned, it's still way more free here than pretty much everywhere else out there, or at least a lot of places in the United States. New Hampshire, of course, arguably is the freest of all the 50 states. There's some different studies that look at that information.
Well, it alternates between Florida and New Hampshire, depending on which set of data you're looking at.
Yeah, these days it does, and we're going to see what the next update is on the Freedom in the 50 States study. I think they're overdue for a release at some point. I think they're still going on like 2018 numbers. So hopefully we'll
see. So pre-COVID numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully okay. We'll see how that shakes out in the next couple of years. But having been living in Florida for 26 years of my life prior to moving here, I'm now in my 40s, but in my first 26 years I lived in Florida, I can tell you it's not freer in Florida. There's cops on almost every street corner where I'm from in Florida. I mean, it is like a real-life police state. In that state. Now, you know, it's not as bad as California. It's certainly not as bad as New York. There are a lot worse places you could be
sure.
than Florida. But if you actually care about liberty and you want to see it increase in your lifetime, then the only sensible move you can make is to come to New Hampshire. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you believe in the non-aggression principle, if you're a voluntarist, if you are a libertarian, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, you will find the largest community of like-minded people here. Not only in raw numbers, like the largest, but also the largest per capita. And that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for this movement, is because it is a low population place. So thousands of liberty-loving activists moving into a low population place, which also happens to be very small, as far as geography is concerned, can have a much greater impact than they would have going to somewhere like Florida, where if you live in the southern tier of Florida and you want to be politically active, you can forget about it as far as, like, visiting the state house or something like that. That's just not an option. It would take you literally all day long to drive from, say, Miami up to the Tallahassee. I mean, you wouldn't be at a point. Here, if we need to go to Concord, we're there in an hour. You know, an hour and 10 minutes on the long side. So you can do a lot more in a small place, and when you've got a large number of people per capita, you know, we probably have more activists here now in New Hampshire than the Republicans and Democrats do.
Oh, I'm sure. Do the Republicans and Democrats even have activists?
I mean, the last time I saw the Republicans, they were basically on their deathbed. Literally. They're so old.
Like the Cheshire Republicans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're so old. Like I said, I'm in my 40s. I show up at this meeting, and they're like, oh, my God, he's so young. How did he find us? You know, like, they were amazed that anybody who is under the age of 60 would have shown up. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Bad Slave is also on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave.
Howdy.
Hey.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes.
I've just got to bring up the whole Mark Edge thing and his promotion of this Free Cities or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Mark, who's a co-host here on Free Talk Live, he hasn't been on for some number of weeks or months. He's been doing a lot of traveling. I'm also prohibited from speaking with him by some ridiculous federal bail conditions, so that's one factor as to why he's not sitting here in the studio with us, because I know he would like to, but he just can't. Otherwise, I'd go back to jail. So I appreciate him not showing up here in that case. But what you're talking about, how Mark is constantly promoting some of these international special economic zone projects.
Yes, and I my understanding is that he's doing this on his dime, I think. Is that true?
You mean traveling the world and assessing these projects? Yeah.
No, that whatever cost is involved in the advertising of it,
the advertising is primarily, through Free Talk Live. And if Mark wants to advertise something, no one hears him like, all right, Mark, cough over the $60,000 or whatever.
Yeah, Mark's in charge of the advertising of Free Talk Live, so it didn't cost him anything to put an ad on the air.
But he's actually actively doing that?
Yeah, he's going around the world, going to different special economic zone projects. And for people that don't know what that is, it is a carve-out, basically, in a given governmental jurisdiction where they say, okay, in this plot of 100 acres that this private company is buying, we, the government of Honduras, or, whatever other governments are doing these things, because a bunch of them are, we promise we will not touch your businesses with our crazy taxing and regulatory system, and we will let you build things without, as much regulation as normally people would get, in the hopes that you will hire some Hondurans, in the hopes that that will help, build wealth, et cetera. I have my critiques of the projects. Number one, I don't think that you can trust governments to honor their agreements.
That's my biggest concern with it. And really, the reason Mark is pushing these projects and the reason we're still pushing for the free state projects is just a difference in goals. Mark, from what I can tell, wants to be free right now. No questions asked. Doesn't care what it takes.
Yeah, he feels like he's running out of time. He feels he's in his 50s. The average man, age of death in the United States is 75. So, he feels like he's in his last two decades of life. And, he wants to do something right now. And he feels like this is a more direct path to achieving liberty in his lifetime. So I understand where he's coming from. I just think that, sadly, he doesn't see the tremendous level of successes we've had here in New Hampshire. He's willfully blind to it. He doesn't want to hear about, I've tried to tell him some of the things back when we could talk,
right.
Some of the successes, and he just doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't believe that the Free State Project has been a success, even though, from my perspective, it's an unqualified success. Even though the Free State Project never got its 20,000 people to move here. I don't even know if they're up to 5,000 out of the original 20,000 signers that they had pledged, but they definitely have had a few thousand people migrate here, whether they be officially with the Free State Project or, Aria, you didn't ever sign with the Free State Project, but you moved here. So there's some number of hundreds or, I don't know how many people who are like you.
They do seem like they're coming in more quickly.
Yeah, stand by, Badslave. I want to make sure you had a chance to comment on this because you did bring it up and then we proceeded to just talk. So we'll let Badslave weigh in here on his thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here on what do you think the best way to more liberty? What's the most successful movement on the planet?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Congressional wrangling continues on Capitol Hill over President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social spending bill and bipartisan infrastructure legislation. This as Democratic-led leadership set an end-of-the-month deadline to get the spending bill and Senate-passed infrastructure bill back on track. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday speaking about these negotiations.
He has participated in dozens and dozens of calls, of meetings, of engagements with members to hear their viewpoints, to understand where they're coming from, to reach consensus. And we are at a point where we feel an urgency to move things forward, and the pickup of meetings is a reflection of that.
The Department of Justice filing papers today asking the Supreme Court to stop Texas's abortion law. You're listening to USA Radio News. Condolences from around the world continue to come in as a former Secretary of State dies.
Having held numerous positions in the military and the nation's executive branch, called a statesman by many, Colin Powell died from complications from COVID-19. He was 84. Powell was a four-star general in the U.S. Army and the first African-American U.S. Secretary of State, serving under President George W. Bush from 2001 to 2005. Powell was also the first African-American to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Toyota is planning to build a billion-dollar battery plant in a new move to rival fellow automakers in the United States. The Japanese automaker saying they would spend $3.4 billion on battery investments in the United States through 2030, including a new $1.3 billion plant that will be employing over 1,700 workers. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
We didn't intend to talk about the Free State Project and the Liberty Migration here to New Hampshire, but somebody called in to bring it up. A friend of ours who is driving back into the Shire from some sort of journey into the rest of the United States and expressing his relief, expressing his excitement to be back home in the freest of the 50 states, arguably maybe one of the freest places on the face of the planet, and likely going to continue getting more free because of this increasing number of people who are coming here as part of the Free State Project, which is a migration of freedom-loving activists, libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists and people like that. And Bad Slave, you were just commenting that you are seeing, as we have been seeing, and we're just out in Keene, which is just a little town, you know, a small city. They call it a city, but it's really a large town. Out in the southwest corner of the state, we're seeing an unusually high number of visitors and people just showing up saying they just moved. And I imagine you're seeing more out in the Manchester area, right?
Yes, just south of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider where I live near the Merrimack River to be kind of the center of the demographic area of all of New Hampshire because of the concentration in the southern portion and the very middle with the Merrimack River being, you know, where even a higher concentration.
Yeah, it's a high population area. There are a lot of businesses, obviously there are a lot of opportunities for work and jobs and things like that. But what are you seeing? I mean, do you go to some of the meetups where people show up for the first time? Are you seeing a lot of new faces?
Well, yes, and I pay attention to Chris Lopez's group on Facebook there. That
and what group is that?
It's the what's it called?
The Welcome Wagon. Free State
Farm. Yeah, Welcome Wagon, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's the one that prints out the New Hampshire calendar of events, mm-hmm. and so I follow all of that stuff. I don't get out, I'm going to be 70 here shortly, and my transportation options are not as useful as they used to be, and I'm
gotcha. But you're seeing a lot of people post online that they're making the move, that they're planning on migrating to New Hampshire.
And there's a lot of activities.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I'm. Go ahead.
I get to some of them, and I really enjoy them.
Yeah, I've noticed, and thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. I've noticed, for instance, I just saw a photo posted online about a meetup on the seacoast. Now, that's the other side of the state. We're on the southwestern corner. Seacoast is the southeastern corner of the state. I almost never make it out that way. I mean, certainly right. Not now. I'm forced to be at home by various different government bail conditions. But even when I wasn't forced to be in my home, it was rare that I would make it out to the seacoast. And this image of people that did like a 5K event together, they did some stuff that they put together on the seacoast. I didn't recognize a single person out of the, 20 or 15 people or whatever that were in the photograph. I'm like, this is good. Like, it's good that I don't even know who any of these people are. There are so many people in this movement now who I just don't know. And that's a good thing.
It is an awesome thing.
Yeah, so I'm really happy about this. And I don't, it doesn't bug me what Mark is doing. I mean,
if Mark is doing what Mark makes, what Mark makes is doing happy, what Mark's,
yeah. Yeah,
thank you.
But it's a little frustrating when he attacks the movement here in New Hampshire, because I don't think that's really necessary. And it's easy enough to debunk him when he does that, because, you and I just went through a list of things that have been accomplished in just this year, like with tremendous tax reductions, 3.3% reduction in the budget. This has not happened in any other state, from what I can tell, out there right now. The New Hampshire government rejecting the $27 million federal COVID handout, that just happened last week. Even little stuff like legalizing window tinting, apparently that happened this year. In New
really?
Hampshire. Yeah, I don't know if it's all legalized, but I heard that they've done something to make more window tinting legal in New Hampshire, which is great.
Awesome.
So, whether it be little stuff or pretty major tax changes, these things are happening here. We have, and you would think Mark would be the first to acknowledge this, the former angel sponsor of Free Talk Live from back in the 2007 days of Free Talk Live, so more than a decade ago, was SACL CAI, and that is a company owned by Jason Osborne. Who's Jason Osborne? He's a Free State Project mover who at one time was the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the Free State Project, which is the summertime camping festival that they've had. He organized some of the rising popularity years. I think it was 2010 or 2011, where it was getting really big. And it was a hell of a party under his tutelage. Dude loves the party. Great guy. And he's now not the Speaker of the New Hampshire House, but he's the House Majority Leader for the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's an amazing success.
The guy who sponsored Free Talk Live, who is a, I would say, self-described, I don't know if he publicly says this very often, but he's a anarcho-capitalist. I mean, this guy is a principled, well-read, freedom-loving guy, and I don't think he would have seen it like when he first moved here, I don't think he had the intention of rising through the political ranks. I think he was fairly turned off by politics, but apparently he's good at playing the game because he's now the House Majority Leader. That means he's the number two guy in the state house. And there's no reason why, you know, once the Speaker of the House retires, because he's old, that Jason Osborne wouldn't be the Speaker of the House, considering that, you know, presuming the Republicans continue to stay in control over there.
And it's not just that he's good at playing the game. He's good at playing the game toward a libertarian end.
Yes.
I mean, he's not just doing the Rand Paul thing, getting in there and signing people's bills so that they sign his and all of that. The actual results here are that New Hampshire is reversing the trends of statism. Slowly. Sure.
Yeah. It's an ugly process, but it's something that we can win at, and we are having success here. And this is still early in the game.
You have to remember. And they have no counter to it. They have no statist state project to counter it. It's a losing game for them.
Yeah. In fact, and as we pointed out, some of them are leaving. Some of them are packing up, and they're saying, you know what? My efforts would be better spent in Massachusetts or New York or Maine or some other, you know, statist hellhole where all the gun laws are there that they want to feel safe and all the mask mandates are there for them to feel safe. They hate it. Walking around seeing people with no masks on and carrying guns on their hip. These statists hate that. And they don't want to live in that place. And they know they can't change it. Like, if you're a Democrat in New Hampshire, you can't. You know that you're not going to get your gun legislation through.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
It just isn't going to happen.
And even if it did, Sununu wouldn't sign it. Not that I'm a fan of Sununu.
Yeah. He's no good, but he's not as bad as he could, you know, as some of his other opponents might have been. So, anyway, there's just so much to say about what's going on here, and I recommend folks follow on the various social medias. Look for Free State NH. It's a great little channel. They've always got interesting, like, sort of unintended compliments that statists are posting about how frustrated they are with the Free Staters and the libertarians that are, you know, in political power here, basically.
Working hard to leave everyone alone.
Yeah, they really, really don't like it. And just imagine how much better it's going to get when thousands more people come here. Thousands more people coming here and getting involved in their communities, getting, you know, involved in local groups, local church groups and local activism groups and different issues-oriented sorts of groups, whether it be gun rights or drug reform or, you know, you fill in the blank of, you know, homeschooling, whatever things that you think are important. The Free State Project doesn't tell people what to do. It just says, come here if you love liberty and do a thing. There's lots of things that you can do here. And if there's something that's not being done, then start it and invite other people to get involved. And you might be surprised. You got some people that want to help you with the thing that you've always wanted to do that you could never do where you live currently because there's no...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian
and Aria.
We told you about Intercoin last year. They can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build for your community, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. So head over to intercoin.org. We're talking about money and products, the prices of them going up. The news from the Associated Press is that price indexes are rising. And I guess I was wrong. Apparently the CPI, the Consumer Products Index, does factor food in. But I didn't find anything about energy prices in there or real estate. But going on here from the AP, 8.6% is the rise in what is called the producer price index in the last 12 months, which led to a conversation about the cost of products on store shelves and why the consumer price index is only at like 5.something% in the last 12 months. And we were speculating that companies are going to try to, you know, eat the losses for a little while, at least until they feel they have to either raise their prices or engage in what is now being popularly described as shrinkflation, the downsizing of product in, you know, the size of the product itself, the amount of ounces in a physical product, or in the case of something like paper towels, for instance.
I'm just glad people are noticing it, you know, because it's such a...
It's been present for my whole life.
It's such an innocuous, minor thing that if you're not actively, you know, paying attention to it, it very easily escapes people's notices.
Yeah, but it's getting to the point where it's so drastic, I think, now that they can't hide it as easily. It's one thing if you go from 64 ounces on a can, you know, a jar of, or you know, a carton of orange juice to 63 ounces. That's going to be a tough one to notice in the packaging. But if you go down to 52 ounces, you might notice that the box isn't as thick as it used to be. It's not as hefty as it once was. So I got a recent post from Mouseprint This was August of this year. It's the most recent downsizing category post that they have. Mouseprint.org, it's a great consumer-oriented website that kind of investigates various different scammy kind of behavior by private companies. And so they look here at the Bounty paper towels. So how do you reduce the...
Dude, don't get me started on paper towels. This is something I didn't give any thought to until I saw a post about it on Facebook. Can we measure paper towels and how many rolls are actually in there instead of how many hypothetical rolls they might be if they were counted differently? Every single one of them does that.
The mega roll is two normal rolls or 10 normal rolls.
It's like,
or
this
whatever.
Is two double rolls, but it's four mega rolls. It's like, just tell me how much it actually is. So I have absolutely no shock in my system that they're doing shady stuff and they're hiding it with that sort of insanity.
Well, the good news is they really can't hide it because they still have to put the data on the package somewhere. And so if you ignore the marketing, like here, they give the example of Bounty, the quicker picker upper, at 6 equals 18, triples, right? Same stuff you're talking about here, right?
I hate it, man.
If you ignore the marketing and you look at the actual numbers, and you look at how many sheets per roll, and more importantly, the actual square footage. How much square footage are you getting out of this? They move from 165 two-ply sheets per roll to 147. And the actual square footage...
Was that a little over 10%?
Yeah, that's more than a 10%, I think, reduction. I'm not seeing. It's a little bit blurry as far as the photo is concerned, but they've got another one here. Kirkland brand bath tissue, so toilet paper. They advertise how wide their sheets used to be on their old package, which gave you 30 rolls at 425 sheets per roll.
But how many mega rolls is that?
It's now down. They don't do that stuff on this brand. It's like, looks like a store brand or something. But that's now down to 380 sheets. So it went from 425 sheets per roll to 380 sheets per roll. It's a huge drop in the number of sheets.
About 10% again. Yeah. A little over.
Brand of sardines going down from 4.37 ounces to 3.7 ounces. Tresemme Keratin Shampoo. I'm sure you've seen that brand, Aria, on the store shelves.
So.
They got the nice dark red packaging. Looks like, according to the story here, we have a repeat offender. The big black bottles of Tresemme Shampoo downsized years ago from 32 ounces to just 28. Around 2018, those red bottles went from 25 to 22 ounces. And now, an eagle-eyed shopper spotted yet another reduction, this time down to just 20 ounces. So in the last several years, they've gone from 32 ounces to 20 ounces.
And the price went up.
It's probably around the same, right? Like, they don't show you what the price is of this, but that's the reason why they do this, is they want to cut the cost of the product so they can keep their price on the shelf roughly the same as what it's been. Ziploc bags, freezer quart bags, down from 54 to 50. Just knock four off. And it adds up.
No one will notice.
Right? Like, these guys are manufacturing tens of thousands, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands of these products. So when you do it at a quantity scale like that, it really does add up. They've got a...
That allows them to sell one free box of Ziploc bags for every 10 that they've reduced, essentially.
You noticed recently when you were at a fast food joint in town here, they sell sandwiches, D'Angelo's. You noticed that it seemed like they've reduced their size of their turkey dinner that they have.
Yeah, it used to be significantly larger.
Mm-hmm.
It's not now. I couldn't speculate what the difference is. But
you could tell.
It was a reduction.
Yeah. Now, I don't have D'Angelo specifically, but somebody noticed the same thing happening at Walmart with their chicken Caesar salad gone from 14.5 ounces to just over 12 ounces. So, again, just getting smaller and smaller. Tostitos cutting an ounce out of their chips. Actually, one of them from two ounces out of their chips. 13 ounces to 11. Quaker Instant Oatmeal knocking out two packets of oatmeal from their box of oatmeal. So going from 10 1-ounce packages to just 8. And so it just keeps
on. Well, that makes sense because it was always stupid that they gave you four packages of peaches and cream and two of all of the others anyway.
Oh, you're talking about the variety packs.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
No, this is just showing strawberries and cream. Just,
okay.
They're just, now you can only get an 8-box instead of a 10-pack. And it just keeps going. Dial body wash, 21 ounces down to 16. I just,
and people don't notice. People, not actively.
Right. Well, I mean, that's 25 cents down, or 25% down.
But did they do it all at once?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just gone. The bottle is physically smaller now.
I wonder if the average person is really paying attention to that and
I don't
taking
know.
Note of it.
I don't know. I mean, there's certainly a lot of mainstream press coverage of shrinkflation recently. It's been getting some news. So maybe
well,
more
it's
people...
important. This is...
Yeah.
This is why people... The cost of living is going up, because now you need to buy these things more frequently.
Correct. That's another good point. Yeah, so they cost, quote unquote, the same, but you don't get as much. So, yeah, you would have to buy it more often. And so maybe more people are aware of it, which is a good thing. It doesn't mean you can stop it, right, because it's right. just going to keep happening. But the point I made earlier was I don't think they can shrink these things much further. I mean, if you buy a chicken salad that's like 12 ounces, you can't take that down to 8 ounces and have somebody not notice, right? Like, it's going to be a snack instead of a dinner at some point. It's not going to actually fill you up. Like, they can only make these things so small. So what they'll do...
Is that not how Venezuela started? Before they just ran out of food entirely? Put it in smaller and smaller quantities.
I couldn't tell you exactly how things went down the drain in Venezuela. But I think what you're going to see them do is they'll remarket their product. Once they get to the point where they can't reduce it anymore, they'll offer a new, larger size. Now, 30% more! So they can put a new label on, right? Like, acting like they're doing something fresh, when in point of fact, they're just restoring the old size at a new, higher price, because there's no way they're going to be able to keep the same price when they do that. So maybe they'll still have the smaller size on the shelf, but they'll have the new value size or family size or something like that.
And people's memories are short, man, but if you took all of these items from, you know, 15 years ago and put them on the store shelves next to the items they're selling today,
it would be shocking.
At different prices.
Yeah.
I think people would catch on.
Yeah, it would be shocking. And it made me, I was wondering today, because I went to get some fast food on the way home from the grocery store, where I had permission to leave my house for a little while. And I was looking at the medium, quote unquote, medium size shake that I got. I was thinking, I wonder what the old medium was, you know, in the 1990s or whatever. How many ounces was it then? I mean, because I remember food, like at fast food restaurants, being bigger. Now, obviously when I was a kid, it's going to look bigger, but I remember being an adult and them looking bigger as well. So I wonder if anybody's ever tracked that. Like, do you have like an old cup? It's like some, you know, pack rat. Do you have like an old cup from the 1990s from Burger King or McDonald's? And how many ounces was it compared today?
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.